Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas. Nice, beautiful July 10th day, 2018.
That was beautiful.
Well, first of all, I can't believe it's July. It's Christmas before we know it. I said the X word. All right, this is not the Christmas special. So. I said it twice.
We're a week behind. Last week, it could have been the Christmas special.
Who knows? Yeah, I was going to do a replay. I was like, you know, we'll just leave Cindy on there. Leave her on there. We'll listen to some more Cindy Clark. So she won anyways. So
yeah.
We'll talk about that. But
we'll get to that.
Hosting tonight along with myself. Still thinking of what to call you.
For a year now, you've been thinking.
Patrick. I'm trying to be nice.
That's scary. You've been thinking for a year now.
Just Justin is all I can come up with. Hey.
How you doing, Patrick?
Justin. Patrick.
How you doing, Michael?
Good.
Staying busy?
It's not the word.
I keep trying to add on to that, apparently.
Yeah. So, no, that's good. I appreciate it. Hopefully.
I'd rather support a friend than somebody that I'm employed by.
That's not money towards your racing.
Exactly.
How's it going over there, by the way?
Pretty good.
Good? Yeah.
Staying real busy.
Moving around in the company a little bit?
Yep.
Cool.
Learning a whole lot.
That's good.
That's all that matters, right? You got to learn.
Well, you know, somebody's got to
start somewhere.
Somebody's going to be dumb enough to work out in the sun. And that's apparently
and that's
all
exactly
three of us.
What we are. Stupid.
Well, first of all, we're into stock car racing. I see somebody that got into like hot rods and things like that, and they're like, "Oh man, my car's beautiful. It's worth like $60,000 and stuff." I was like, "Well,
sitting in the garage."
Yeah, sitting in the garage. We don't drive it.
Talk about my whole company that does drag racing.
Right. Anyways,
Johnny Cilantro saying hi to all of us.
Well, you've been listening. Appreciate it, Johnny Cilantro. Great job to Johnny, by the way, in the super late model, staying out of trouble and keeping his nose clean in there and looking good. Car looks great. Looking forward to his progress as he starts getting faster and faster in that division. I think he'll be a good addition to the top five guys here pretty quick. So
I agree to that.
Yeah. Also hosting tonight. As everybody everywhere.
Just turning it on.
Just a man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Not too bad. Yeah, that's you go to the restaurants and stuff, and that's all you see. You don't even see people talking to each other anymore. They're like on their phones. I'm looking around. Look around someday. You'll be like, they don't talk to each other anymore. They're texting each other, sitting right next to each other, or posting pictures of their food or something. I don't know.
Speaking about it, I never do that. And the other day I went to Hash House at Go-Go.
Right.
Have you ever been there?
Yes, I have.
I had a 14-inch pancake.
and that's the small you ordered.
Falling over the side of the plate.
You never been to Hash House?
No.
Oh, you got to go, yeah. You'll get more than you bargained for.
I'm a McDonald's kind of guy.
Yeah. I took, Aaron, my girlfriend, and then her cousin, JR, and he was like, I've never been here. And we walk in, and he orders steak and eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, boom. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, where's the rest of the cow? Because there's only one other half.
No, we've been there.
You have to try it. I mean, it's not great food, but it's
But it's
good.
A lot of food.
It's good.
Yeah,
good portions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you always say you like to eat, so.
Yeah. Well, fans. I like to eat.
You know, and then they have their specials, too, like around holidays and things like that. They'll have certain specials. So.
That was the first time I ever went with. Last Saturday.
Cool. Yeah, check it out, man. And if you want to sponsor Hash House, please give us a call. We'll endorse your food even more. So, but anyway, yeah, that's a great place. There's other great places around town.
Just Gary Campstown's the only place in town to eat.
No,
and sometimes Boulder Station.
Golden Corral.
Golden
Corral.
See, we're doing the new one. I can't wait for the new one to finally be finished.
Where is it? Was it
there? You go.
Sunset and Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. Henderson. Okay.
Over there by, there used to be a Toys R Us right there on the corner, but now all Toys R Us are shut down. So.
You guys gonna put your bids in on the auction for the Toys R Us name or anything?
No,
coming up for auction.
No. they say it's supposed to open next week. That new
the Golden Corral, really?
Last time I was there, it was nowhere close to opening. So.
But they also said it was supposed to open back in September. So
yeah, we're doing all the AC work there, and
they're not close.
Shit, the last time I was there, there was barely any walls up. So
you'd be surprised, though.
I know the way they work. I will admit that.
Cool. Another Golden Corral. That's good. The other location's always busy.
And we got a lot of racing to talk about.
Yes,
there's
we do.
Two races.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I guess you say you played Cindy Clark last week.
Yep.
For, as everybody knows, we wasn't here. We were out at the bull ring.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday,
so.
And I do believe in almost 7 years, that's the second time we've missed a show that the first one was Christmas, and now that one, this past one.
These special events keep getting in the way.
Yes.
No.
And we tried to get Tim to move it to Monday or Wednesday.
He would move the
date.
Oh, well.
We tried.
Hey. Doesn't hurt to ask.
That's right.
No, were you up? Yeah, you were up there on last Tuesday.
I just went and watched, spectating. Did you go?
Yeah.
Were you out there?
I seen you in the pits.
Were you racing?
I was racing the same thing you were. The grand
I'm just putting it out there for everybody that doesn't know.
Nope. No. We were out there helping Billy Grasser.
Yeah.
Fun to see him go back out there.
You know, he always, there's a handful of guys that does what he does that only show up for these special events. But, you know, he did really well for Billy Grasser. In the 65 Bomber Nation car.
I mean, it's just like Aaron McMorrin. He's away for a while, comes back, schools everybody, then leaves a little bit. And what last time Billy was at was a year ago, right?
Yep.
It was
a year ago, the same race.
All Aaron has to do in the 22 Diablo car is to drive around the outside. That's it. It doesn't matter. So I don't know what kind of horsepower he's got in that stock motor, but that thing is fast.
It was an interesting race.
Yeah.
Tony Rieger led the first three laps of the race.
That was good to see.
It was great to see cars like that because that's what Bombers were always at.
Well, you know, and Tim Richter took one out of our book with the late model truck series to invert the complete field.
I loved it.
So that's what I'm all about is watching the guys that are fast race through. And I think a lot of the guys like to do that and gives a chance for the other guys to stay up front for a little while.
I mean, but unfortunately, it's going to turn into just like the breakout race, how everybody started sandbagging and qualifying. Right. That's exactly what's going to come down to.
Well, that's
exactly what it's already doing.
Yeah. I mean, they were still, the fast guys still started. Kyle Jacks started in the back. Court Connell started in the back. Warren started way back. And then Vinny started in the back. Tony Rieger and Tia Guy started on the front row together.
Well, it really starts showing like some of the guys that are usually up front, they're not used to having too much competition next to them. It really shows how they do some door-to-door racing. It shows if they got talent or not, or if they need to still work on some of it. You know, some guys get up around other cars and they get nervous. They don't know how to race around other vehicles. But
there was a lot of bumping and banging the night of fire, but I was expecting a lot more chaos.
Right.
I mean, seeing how many cars were sideways and Mike Miller got his door ripped off. And I was expecting
just his door?
There was a lot of chaos.
It's Mike Miller's fault, believe me.
So him and the 92 car got tangled up there for a little bit.
Whose fault was that? Anybody?
Mike Miller's?
Was it Mike Miller's?
The only part I seen was the end part of that.
It was Michael Miller's fault.
And it was just, it was bomber racing, I think.
Oh, yeah, from lap one, Tim Mazarin was through the infield. I mean, from lap one, it was bomber racing. But seeing, like, guys like that jump out front, I mean, Carl Zay, he jumped out front for a little bit after Tony did. So seeing those guys up front is a lot, it's pretty cool.
Well, you know, and sometimes it just takes that momentum to get that feeling of being up front and getting a chance to run a few laps up there to really get the motivation you need to keep it going, you know, like that. So hopefully you see guys like Riegert and the other guys, see them up front more often.
Tim Mazarin just messaged in and he said he thinks everybody got beat up, and I can say I think every car had some new dents.
Everybody had somebody else's dent on it from somewhere.
I can agree to that one. But all the races was pretty good.
It was good. Overall, I thought it was a good race. You know, no race is perfect because you can ask every car on that race if that was a good race.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say yes. But a lot agree that it was a good night of racing.
I mean,
say that
it was good to see 20 bombers back out there. I mean, the car count's been going down. The 65 was out there. The 67 came out, and he barely comes out.
Right.
He's doing this for fun anymore. You don't know.
Wait. Everybody else isn't doing it for fun. Are they doing it for a career? Because I think they're in the wrong business.
I think a lot of the people out there think Jack Rouse is sitting up in the grandstands watching them. And you watch them race.
Well, he might be, but he's not picking anybody out from the bombers.
No, he's looking at the bandolero.
Well, exactly. That's maybe Rob Street. Watch out.
That's right.
Maybe he's
Jack Rouse for you, Rob.
That's right.
You just gotta bump. Be a little more aggressive.
Tell anybody out there to be aggressive in everything.
It was a good race. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Night of Fire this last Tuesday, the 3rd. It was a good race night, Night of Fire at the Bullring.
It was good car counts in every division.
Yeah,
Super late.
Super late had a good race. You had guys like Dustin Ash, Chris, guys that don't show up there too often, show up and really kick some butt, set some fast times, and I
heard the Legend Car race was a good race, but I heard something happened on the first lap which red flagged it. All of a sudden it went red flag. I'm not sure what happened there, but
yeah, car up in the back stretch, you know, kind of hopped somebody else's wheel and got up into the wall. It was good. It was a good race overall, also. So,
unfortunately, I didn't get to watch a whole lot of the racing.
What were you doing?
We were down there with Billy.
What was there to do? The car's ready to go. You put air in the tires, put gas in it, and you're good. What more does it do?
But the bomber race ended just in time for the Legends to go out. So
that's all you do, right?
Yeah.
When the cars are
that's all you do. Just air the tires up, put gas in it, and stand there.
Yep. Wait.
I ruffled some feathers by making a comment about the dirt car coming out there and beating all the legal bombers, and people in the Facebook world weren't very happy with me, but.
And again, we have no association with Justin directly here at the show. He's a guest host. No. Those are your personal opinions. What do you do?
Sounds like Mike's running.
You don't want to get into any part of this.
It depends on what Justin says, because I don't think it's always bad.
The bottom line is, took a dirt car to the Bullring and finished fourth.
Out of 20 cars, I mean.
Right, so what's the problem? I don't get why that would make anybody mad.
I made a legal comment where there's not very many bombers out there these days.
Well, I can't say that you can say that it was legal either. I don't think anybody's legal in the bomber.
You just threw you under the bus.
Yo, yo.
I don't think you can say any bomber.
Yo.
I don't think you can say any bomber is legal.
Easy.
It's funny. Well, I'm not pointing anybody.
Are you saying the 67 is not legal?
I'm saying I don't know if it's legal.
I can tell you that car is pretty legal.
I can tell you I don't know personally if it's legal or not. I guarantee
you
that.
Are you saying the 65 is not legal?
I'm saying I personally don't know if it's legal.
Just check it.
Backpedal. Here we go. Backpedal.
But I can also say I don't know if it's illegal or legal one way or the other. But
I can tell you there's maybe four true bombers out there.
I read a written article. I'll have to bring it in sometime. It's about the, you know, rules, any rules for any division, all the way up to the NASCAR, you know, high levels. Some comments that some guys have made.
If you Google the word bomber race car, you don't see half the shit you see out here. You see some true bombers, what they were back in 2005, 2006, 2007.
Well, the term bombers go back to Craig Road Speedway days and before.
Or thunder cars or whatever they call them back east.
Thunderstocks.
Thunderstocks. And those are what true bombers are.
And these started off as kind of true bombers.
I don't wish they would ever go back to the wet track race. I like when what they were in like 2010, where they were still cheap.
I like the enduro concept at one time.
See, I like when they
2001 to about 2008 was a good bomb.
I missed station wagons and action.
I mean, I know everybody has their own opinion on it, and unfortunately, mine differs.
And at that time, if I'm not mistaken, there was a couple of years overlap where they still had the bombers. They had the street stock division, and then also the charger stocks at the time. So they did have like a stepping stone level from bombers to a street stock, which a lot of the bombers today, to me, are street stocks, and then up to
Tim Mazering actually just messaged in and said that exact same comment. The bombers now are what the Chargers were ten years ago, and I can agree to that because that's when we were racing the super the Chargers with the 42 cars. So, I mean, if you put Hoosier 970s on half those front running bombers, they can keep up.
Well, they're getting close to and for a long time the Charger stocks, which are now super stocks, which used to be hobby stocks, you know, were always running about a 17 to 17.5 second lap times on the 3/8 mile at the Bullring, you know. And like you said, you can put your Hoosiers on almost any of those at some point, and they'd be pretty damn close.
Somebody ran an 18.9 on street tires in a bomber.
Right.
That's all I gotta say on that.
Well, hey, and it doesn't mean it's illegal. You can't tell me that because they're running that fast, it's illegal. Sometimes it's technology. The technology changes.
I'm not saying they're cheated, but I'm not saying they're legal. Let me just say that. And if I ruffled anybody's feathers, or anybody has, give us a call at 702-485-4699.
So we'll go back to the bombers here in a minute. Let's talk about the super late model race. You got a chance to watch that. It was a great race. You know, of course, Dustin Ash
completely dominated.
Really,
he has his shit together.
Yeah, you know,
he really does. And
I guess the rest of the super late models are lucky he's not racing all the time because they wouldn't get a chance to get as many wins. So
Chris Klein came out and he gave it a hell of an effort. I mean, finishing second.
Well, he had some fast qualifying.
Was the thing. He had nothing. Yeah. He had nothing for Dustin Ash that whole race.
Yeah.
Jimmy Parker Jr. fell back, and he's the fast guy out here right now. And Jimmy Parker Jr. fell way back, and he worked his way up, which that was nice to see. I mean, 76 laps. I think a lot of those guys used up too much early.
Right.
Because they all shifted around, and Tyler Fabozzi was another one. He held back, and I think he finished third, and Parker finished fourth, I believe.
Yeah, you saw some of that experience come out of some of the people. Like you said, most of the super late model racers are pretty experienced, but they're used to the 35, 50 lap races and so on, not the 76 lap races. And
unfortunately, Terry Barker didn't finish. She left the track early.
Did you know?
I don't know exactly what happened. I know Dennis Rock was also blowing something every time he let off the throttle.
I was hoping he'd pull off the track because I was just waiting for that motor to go. Just pop, 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 pop.
I wanted to pull off the track before he blew my eardrum out.
Oh,
right out of turn two, coming out the...
Every time it echoes through there, right?
It's a lot louder when you're right there.
Yeah. Now, good race, super late model race. It's great. Super stocks, you know.
Sam Jacks.
Yeah, I hope that division grows again. It's in up and down in that division. It looked like it was growing last year, and then it leveled out. And
it was really cool to see Camden Larson, Camden Larson run the Superstock. He ended up beating his dad. I don't know if you've seen that, but his dad got caught up with Mason Sargent, mm-hmm. who's another Johnny Spotter. He gets a little aggressive, but they have fast cars.
Right. No, and, you know, that's why I like
when
about
you have
that
a
division.
Fast car,
yeah, any of them guys could win on any given night. Of course, Sam Jacks had his car in the right position that night, but
I think Mason had something for him, but then Mason got caught up with Matt Larson, and they got in a battle, and Sam just checked out.
Right. Was Chad Mattos wasn't out there, was he?
No.
I don't think
he,
so.
He'd make this race. But
he's back out in that division, so it's good to see him back.
But he's a manager at a restaurant, so Tuesday night is
probably
not the easiest night
right,
to get
and
off.
On a holiday.
Yeah.
You know, weekend, long weekend, I don't know, whatever. So that was definitely a good race.
Rob Street and the Bandoleros.
Being aggressive, I think he was a little too aggressive with them kids this time. there I'm back. But I think he needs to push some of them kids around a little bit. Let them know
who's boss.
Go ahead.
Back to the Superstock quick. Ethan De Guevara.
Oh, yeah.
Finished second.
Right.
And he just jumped out of a Bandolero. He never ran anything.
Oh,
and
that
was only his second
that.
Time in a Superstock. And finished second and did really good.
How old is? Cause I
believe he just turned 14.
Because I thought they were in any NASCAR division was a 16-year-old.
No, they dropped that a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim. I know Tim Mathering's been listening, so I believe he's 14. I know he's teamed up with the De Guevara Racing and Chuck and everybody. So.
And if he is 14 and you're supposed to be 16, just
you can lie to me.
Yeah. And let me tell you, it's happened in the past. We won't say it was any of the Bushes or anybody like that, but there could have been some lying going on back in the day. Hey, you know, it's racing.
When you got talent and you got money, you want to go first. You want to get that advantage. Ethan is 14.
Oh, cool. Congrats. That's a good finish for getting a full-size stock car. Be able to make it turn like that. So, what else was out there?
Both Bandolero races, the Legends.
How about Cindy Clark?
Oh, yeah.
Good plate car.
Again, that division is.
Her and her boyfriend actually had a good battle going.
Yes.
And I think Cindy was kind of holding back. And then Racer X got behind her, and Austin, she was like, okay, I'm out.
I'm out, yeah. I'm not. She didn't want to spin her boyfriend, I don't think. We saw that in practice. That she couldn't pass her boyfriend that well, and I don't think she wanted to give him a nudge or anything. But.
I mean, they both run that same line. They run the right up the white line. Yeah. I mean, it's working for Cindy. That's two in a row for her.
Yeah. Sometimes just that takes that momentum, you know, for somebody, and she got it.
I think in that division, that's all it's about is momentum, because you see Racer X on that high group just cruising.
Well, he's hit the wall up there in the backstretch a couple times.
I don't know why more people don't just ride the wall, you know. He won't spin.
Well, you see what happened to him. Somebody getting too close to that wall.
You put some rubber rails on your car and you're good. You know, make your own line against the wall.
Don't give Gary no ideas. He's going to build a bumper car.
On the right side, it's going to have wheels.
That's the gray area. That's right. There you go. That way you won't mark the wall. See,
the wheels
do
not favor. You know, they don't say no wheels on the side of the car.
That's right. And you're doing them a favor, so because you're not scratching the concrete wall, you're just riding it. You know, if they do say anything, then just put a skid on it, and then be a third skid plate. You could be Spider-Man. Yes. You got Wonder Woman, you got Racer X, you got...
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. You could be Spider-Man riding the wall. good race, though. You know, a lot of entertainment in that division up in the stands. You know,
it was a packed house.
It was, as usual. It was really, really a lot of people up in the stands. It's
unfortunately, the trailer race wasn't as spectacular as they were.
But now, I guess they're, you know, you could look at it a couple ways. I know, like, it's supposed to be, you know, kind of a fun race and all that, but they do have a set of rules for them, so. the cars that lost their trailers, you know, instead of just driving around, they obviously made them leave the track. So
I mean, I wish they would have
messing with the cables here. Sorry.
I wish they would have let them keep running around, because I think that would have been more interesting, having a fast car completely destroy
now,
one of those big trailers.
Here's what I was under the impression of, was, and I didn't look at the rules, but like the, I forget what car number that was, the Imperial or whatever it was. He picked up a trailer.
I thought it was the same as the boat race. If you
right.
lost the trailer, just start pushing one.
Right.
But apparently it was not. Cause
right, because they kicked him off along with
He had his shoved through the grill, though. I don't know if you guys saw that. It was actually embedded into the grill.
So it was attached.
Oh, but it was definitely attached.
So somebody just had to knock it off.
Yeah.
Adam Simon raced in it also. He was in Nick Walter's old orange car. The old orange 22. So
cool
to see him out there. I know he ended up losing a trailer, so.
You know, and the guy that won built the perfect trailer, just like what my problem with was from last year's trailer race.
The
trailer, but it's a legal trailer, and if you want to win, just build it like that. You just got to build a trailer with the wheels up front where it can't get knocked off. The rest of the trailer just hangs off the back, so if it gets knocked away, you still got your wheels and the hitch hooked up, and you're still going to win.
Is there a rule against that?
No. That's a perfectly legal trailer.
That's insane.
And that's similar
insane.
To what won last year in a similar way.
I believe it was the same truck, was it not?
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
Or
was
Ronnie
no,
Jack?
No, Ronnie Pearson. Jack was in the
Wade
so
Pearson's
last
truck
year.
Last year.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, he won fair and square, so.
I feel bad for the fire and safety. They lost their porta potty. Did you guys see that?
That was funny. They couldn't have planned that any better.
And by the way, I believe that was Vinny
Rucci
Senior. They were advertising it as Junior, but I believe it was
Rob
Junior.
Street had a picture. I don't know if you guys seen it of him holding the window net up. He has a big cut across the side of his arm.
Oh.
And his window net was ripped.
Oh wow! I didn't
Something
know
Something went
that.
Through his window, and
That's
apparently.
Scary.
Apparently shanked him a little bit, but I'm not sure exactly what it was.
Wow. That's great. We have a caller, so we'll take them. Hello, caller. Who do we have?
Hey, this is Jeff Orga of Skid Plate Number 2. How you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I was listening to you guys earlier, and it's interesting your comment, especially Justin talking about how the Bombers really now, I think you've got a good point. They're really like the Dell Charger, because, you know, before Bombers, it was all OEM, and now, you know, they got headers, and they can use the race springs and stuff like that. But anyway, my point of the call was that I think the skid plates, when you start looking at those guys, it's really like the old Bomber division, because it was a fairly inexpensive car, and it doesn't really cost that much to run it, so... You know, and obviously you're not going to, you know, jump to NASCAR, but we've gotten up to 14 cars in that division, which I think 2 years ago, you know, they were lucky to have four. So just something to kind of put on your radar screen, because I've had a lot of people call me up and ask me about it. And, you know, you can get a, you know, front-wheel drive four-cylinder car for less than $500, and you get, you know,
right.
Speedway Motors, you can get the roll cage and stuff. So basically, you know, for less than $1,000, you can get a car that you can go out there and have fun with, and it's not easy. I have tried riding the wall. It does not work well.
It doesn't work for everyone.
No, it does not. It does not. So, anyway,
Isn't yours the shark car? Is that yours? No?
No, mine, that's a new guy that came out. John, and I can't think of his last name. Nice guy. I talked to him quite a bit on there. But I think people just want to kind of have fun. You know, occasionally it gets a little out of hand. We had a crash fest, you know, one of them that seemed everybody went nuts one night. But other than that, really, you're, you know, the intent is to stay off the other cars as best you can. And in all honesty, first place doesn't really pay much more different than 10th place. So there's no need to tear the car. The car up and stuff like that. So anyway, but I'm just saying, you know, Justin, I think you had a good point that it's, you know, as before, you know, it's getting, you know, expensive to be competitive now. Whereas, you know, a couple of years ago, no Bomber even made 20 seconds, you know, could break a 20 second time. And now, It's just,
I think me and you had the most fun in the Bombers, racing each other.
We did, and JJ was out there, and, you know, we just played around and stuff like that. And it really was designed as the entry-level type division. But in all honesty, I think, you know, after seeing Ethan, as you guys have pointed out, that's only his second one. So really now I'm thinking, you know, the super stocks are now almost entry-level because there's so few. You can probably learn how to drive better there. The Bombers get so, you know, so crowded and, you know, so intense and stuff like that. It's probably not a really good kind of place to learn if you're 14, 15, 16 years old. Although, you know, Zach has done pretty good out there. So anyway, no, I just thought you guys, you know, just throw that point out there. If really anybody wants to start, that maybe they should look at skid plates instead of trying to, you know, go into the Bomber division.
You know, absolutely. That brings up a good point. You know, it's an entertainment division. It gives them a chance to learn car handling and being around other cars and all that. So, great point. Appreciate you calling in. You got any buddy sponsors or anything you want to give a shout out to? Since you called in.
Well, my wife's actually my sponsor, so shout out to my wife. But you know, I've got a lot of friends out there. Tom and, you know, Chris Bray, Joe DeGuevara, a lot of good guys out there to help. And obviously, I think everybody kind of helps, you know, Dale's out there, so everybody kind of looks. So I'll just give a shout out to everybody at the track and wish everybody a good run. And hopefully they have a good holiday, you know, break here, and see you guys back there on August the 25th.
Absolutely.
Well, Jeff, when are you going to bring it out to Prump? You know, that's that could be ran out in Prump, put four tires on it.
I got to do some stuff to the roll bars on it.
Yeah,
I don't have the kind of the Earnhardt bar and stuff. So yeah, that's on the agenda if we can get to it. So, but I'd definitely love to do that. I think I'd be a much better skid plate driver if I learned how to drive on the dirt. And it just looks like a lot of fun out there.
Right. Well, absolutely. Hey,
dirt makes everything better.
Not always. It's still a lot of fun. Hey, appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you. And we'll be looking for you at the racetrack, man.
Sounds good. You guys have a nice evening. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, I miss Jeff racing the Bombers with us. He was a lot of fun out there, you know.
Right.
We had our bumps and bruises, but he was one of those guys that he was out there, you know, he loved what he did, and his car wasn't the fastest car out there, and it wasn't the most expensive, but he was out there having fun and doing what we all love.
He was legal. Is that what you're saying? No, I'm just kidding. We won't go that route again.
Every show we go that route, Michael.
Let's talk about teching now.
Adam cool. Simon said no shitter was safe that whole night.
That's true. You know what?
There was three on trailers, and they all got destroyed.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Well, then Billy Paddock apparently owns or runs some type of porta potty business.
Oh.
That's and that's
funny.
Why his car had the porta potty on.
Oh, that's funny.
And then Tony Taylor, who listens into the show every now and then, I work with his wife. He was out there, and he was in the Superman car, and his trailer.
Oh,
just,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, his trailer just came disconnected, and
wow.
He was dressed. I wish he would have won because he was dressed up as Superman.
Oh,
so
that would have been fun.
I would have wanted to see that, but.
What?
Maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe. I was going to say a comment, but it probably wouldn't have went too well. So.
I'm glad I interrupted.
Me too. But I would have liked to see Superman. that would have been cool.
It's a family show.
I love the show.
You know, and it just goes to show you, you know, you don't know. Anything can happen out there in any division, but especially in a trailer race or a boat type race. Not only that, but when that travel trailer came loose and was sliding by, you know, running by itself, it almost went into where the safety vehicles were, you know, and if it had a little more momentum, it could have kept going.
I wanted to see one of those travel trailers stop right at the figure eight. Be like, look, guys, you have to go through it. Don't leave the course.
So who was in that car that was it the Imperial?
Vinny Rucci Senior.
Senior. So
that was the one that decided to hook a left.
You know,
and go right into the wall and
right. So,
nail the porta potty.
You
and,
know, it was a lot of fun watching him being, you know, aggressive out there in a division that's supposed to be aggressive. You know, that's what you want to see more of. So, hopefully he got some kind of reward for that.
I heard they were handing out awards for different stuff. And each different
aggressive
award.
Aggressive driver, most aggressive driver.
I think Vinny won that.
Oh, I'm sure.
If not, he's got the battle wounds to prove that he deserved it. So, but that's cool. Hopefully you see a lot more of that next year. It sucked they didn't spend a little more time getting the one that they couldn't get started,
yeah.
You know, because I think if they would have just spent a few extra minutes to try to get him going, I don't know what was wrong with it, so maybe they knew.
I mean, it fired up in the pit because he was pitted not about 10 to 12 spots past us, and it fired up to go on the trailer. So.
When I saw them after the race, they fired it up and drove it off. But anyways, hey.
You're right. They were driving it on the trailer, so yeah.
But that's why I was like, I'm not sure what actually happened, because everybody kept chanting "Let them race," like
right.
It was a safety issue. We're on the back stretch. We don't know what.
Yeah.
We couldn't hear exactly what they were saying.
Oh, and I didn't know that if it was a safety. I thought it just couldn't. Get
I don't
it started,
know.
So
I kept hearing "Let them race, let them race, let them race," and I was like, okay, maybe it was a safety thing, but it doesn't seem like it.
Right.
When everybody I talked to said he couldn't get it started, so.
Oh well. Either way, it would have been good to see one more out there. So maybe we'll see an all porta potty race next year, filled with blue dye. Yeah.
Adam,
not with blue dye, but full.
Adam Sandler was talking, if one of those travel trailers landed in the middle, he was going to Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, man, that would have been cool.
I would have loved to see. I know Rob Street would have been right there just waiting for that thing to get hit. That'd been a cool little picture.
I could tell you the cage in that car would have lasted.
In Adam's car?
Yeah.
I know who built that cage.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, is that the...
Apparently the battery died on the... On that car.
Oh,
on the on the car that
you
left on the front stretch. Okay. Yep. I don't remember that number, but
yeah. Oh well. Anyways, they could have threw a jump box in there, switched the battery out. Something.
Yeah.
Somebody has a battery out there.
Yeah, but as you know, Tim is timed out there for different events.
Oh,
so
apparently, when he walked a new battery out there, and that's how it started at the end.
No way. Oh, well, that sucked. You know, I had a few people ask me about how come they don't do the jet drag car burn anymore. And I'm like, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know if it's an insurance issue or maybe a cost issue. You know, I'm sure that costs money.
Coming from guys like me that I was out there for so many years,
mm-hmm.
that got boring after a while. I'm glad they changed up a little bit doing the waterless boat race and making, you know, they had a monster truck out there once or twice, the shocker, whatever it was. And I mean, I personally like a little bit of the change.
I wish they would have got the Robosaurus back or something. you know, they could have booked
the Nitro
Circus out
there. You know what? I will hire that Robosaurus. I will
crush the purple car.
To come
now he wants it crushed because it's on his ass. See,
now
Gary's a little scared.
Gary is far from scared.
Yeah, Gary don't want the purple car to be the one to beat him.
You guys want to switch the real pro?
Yeah, let's switch gears.
All right, we'll move on. We went from a great race out there.
Before we leave the bullring, next week, the 17th, Jimmy Parker Jr. will be in studio.
In studio, so make sure you join us here next Tuesday live at 6 p.m. with Jimmy Parker Jr. in studio.
He is the points leader in
super late models
right now. So
cool deal. And also, if you want to find out more information, go to lvms.com. Click on the bull ring link. It's all been redone
and all that,
so just poke around and you'll find some
information. Navigate your way around there. I've been trying for the last
45
minutes.
And if you don't find what you want there, you can always go to the BomberNation.com website and click on the message board link. Sell something for sale. Post something. You got something to say. Other racer. Want to be anonymous? Place to do it.
How about at least needs to be here that we do that?
But if it's there, we'll talk about it here. So if you don't like Justin, hey, you can call in or post it. To Bomber Nation.
That's why I do the Facebook Live. I get more people watching on here and they'll say more.
If you go to the Bomber Nation, they got a good picture of Cindy Clark in there on the front page.
Sweet.
Thanks to Glenn Brown for keeping up on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
The BomberNation.com.
Now back to Pahrump real quick.
Okay, going to Pahrump.
It was awesome to see the bomber car count go up.
Yes, there's
I mean, between Gary and him getting those cars out there and Ken Harrington bringing three of his cars out this week. So, unfortunately, one of them, I heard, hit the wall pretty hard.
Jolene.
Is that her name?
Yeah,
I don't know her name, and glad to hear she is okay.
Yes,
she's okay. Head on into the
turn two.
Yeah, it was
the exit. Yeah.
Yes, head on with the exit there. So I'm glad she's okay.
Adam Simon would like to know, would that car, the old 22, be competitive out in Pahrump?
Sure,
I think it would be.
Sure. Oh yeah.
The less power, the better out there.
Yes.
That's my opinion.
Yes.
I ran my Vegas motor out there and.
Yes, it would be competitive.
Coming off of turn four, it just felt like the tires would just spin. So.
Yeah, I think it'd be.
I think any bomber in Vegas would have fun out there, and they would all be competitive because it's all about driver out there. I don't think it's about the big motor. I think the less motor, the better, honestly.
Well, you know.
Except for Gary Stroker motor.
Let me tell you. the 71, the Ken Harrington car, he has a big motor in that thing.
Yep.
And let me tell you, you know it when it's on that track. You hear it, you feel it. He can power up through the straightaway and all that. But handling wise, yeah, he's got to, you know, get a few things going on that. But that horsepower isn't always the key out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so. I can agree to that 100% because, like I said, with my car, I mean, I knew I had the power. And Vern Hill, when we all raced back there, Vern Hill, JJ, they all talked about my car coming out of the corner.
Right.
I would catch them, but it would just right off the corner. I couldn't get it up to speed fast enough because it was just spinning. I needed to learn how to drive it different, apparently.
Well, you know, and speaking of if that the old 22 cars it would be competitive out there. Look at the JJ's old car, the 81 now, which used to be the 33. It's cramped before.
A few times. I mean, in Vegas, that car pretty much has no balls.
Right.
Like, it doesn't seem like that car gets up to speed.
It's a 14th place, 15th place car.
I mean, out in Vegas,
it was
a 33 car,
right.
Just so everybody doesn't get confused. Now it is the 81, the one I race out in Trump every now and then. That car, I mean, that car is definitely a dirt car.
Right.
It doesn't have the power, and you can actually get on the throttle, and when it doesn't break.
Hopefully we'll
Stupid
see
Fords.
That out there soon.
Stupid Fords.
I think Fords. I agree. No.
But thanks to my brother and Arlie III, I got to see the bomber race. You know,
cool.
I've been staying home a lot lately, you know, with the girlfriend on bed rest, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to help out a little more and more.
I'll give Gary a couple more wins before the purple car beats us.
when is the next Trump race? It's
not this weekend, but the following?
15th? No, it's not this weekend. It's 21st.
21st, yes.
So a couple more weeks.
So anybody that wants to bring a Vegas bomber out there.
The offer still stands for you.
The challenge is still out there. If you bring a Vegas bomber out there and you can beat Gary Wyatt, I will personally watch your car.
As a matter of fact, this past weekend, I spoke to Dylan Smotherman, and she told me that you're going to be washing her car.
Uh-oh.
That's what she told me. She said she's looking for a bomber so that you could wash it.
And Adam Simon's been chiming in on Facebook, so I want to say yes, but it still applies to you, Adam. I know your car's not – it's the Figure 8 car he wants to bring out, the one he ran in the Figure 8, the Route 91 car.
Right.
I was still watching.
Okay. Well, we don't hear those excuses like, "Oh, I had one," but you know, technically it wasn't the same car.
I was still challenging.
It's the driver. We'll put on the driver
without wrecking Gary.
There you go. Remember that, Adam. Without wrecking
one, you can wreck anybody else in the field.
Now,
I've got enough
who has to make that call whether that person wrecked you or not? Because that could go. As a racing event?
Well, if you don't know the difference in racing and wrecking,
trust me, there's enough videos out there that somebody will make the call.
Hey, it's dirt.
So
sometimes you can't help it, you know.
And you know what? In the couple years that I've been out there racing, you can tell the difference if somebody slides into you, which obviously, as you just said, you're on dirt.
Right.
Then drive into you. There's a big difference.
There's a huge difference. You can definitely see it.
Anyways, glad that what'd you say her name was in the Bombers? The
Jolene,
41, right?
Harrington, yeah.
Harrington.
It's a 40.
I'm sorry, yeah. Glad to hear she's okay.
And then
but then in another division,
Mark Hodges.
Your buddy put his that a late model.
It's a late model. I have to give him credit. He put all four of those cars together, all four late models that were out there or supposed to be out there. I don't know if all four made it, but he actually built all four of those to build that division out there.
Well, here's...
I know Donald Riley was in the 41.
Here's... And I'm sad to see any car end up on the wall as he did. But my problem is he went one whole lap under yellow and then put it up on the wall.
Right, now two things. I can comment on that. Two things. I do have to say the time they were out there, it was hard to see the caution light out, and he was past the flag man at the time, so I have to say maybe
but
he didn't
there's
see.
A light in turn one and turn three.
Well, now the turn.
In daytime?
Now the turn, I think he was past the turn, the flag man and turn one, so he would have been coming around turn two, and then down the straight where the daylight was, and then the of course that yellow light was on, obviously, and he, I'm guessing he just didn't see it, and then when he did go into the turn, he did say that his right front,
the ball joint,
not the ball joint, it was the steering link or something broke on.
I heard
something
about
ball
joint.
He told me.
See,
the front end
broke off.
That's why he was accelerating. Because he didn't see the yellow, the light, so he was accelerating down the straightaway, and then that broke, and then that's what
okay. See,
into
I never
wall.
Heard anything
so,
broke.
Now the caution thing, I can understand. Hey, but I can see where maybe he didn't see that.
Well, Mark, I know you were just listening, so if you're still listening and you want to call in and you want to talk about it,
was that Hodges?
Yep. 702-485-4699. He was talking about it.
He's got Facebook.
he was talking about the best time he had in a race car was when he brought his dirt truck out of the bowling and ran it in the Bombers.
That's funny.
A couple years
wasn't
back.
That like a primer gray?
That
was a while ago. He came out the late model.
I know he was in the black car, or there was a black truck with red numbers. And I believe there was also a primer gray car, and he also bought a dirt late model out there once.
Yeah, dirt late model was just 2 or 3 years
he
ago.
He broke the axle coming down the front stretch. It snapped the axle, and he ended up pinned between the two walls.
That was on a 20-second breakout race
in the late model.
It was a late model, but it was the, what do you call that?
It was practice when he broke.
Oh.
I don't think he actually made the main event. I know he made the main event in the truck. And he said that was the most fun he's had was the truck out there. So
now one thing about Mark, he will have those cars fixed, because if I've learned anything from Mark, it's you can, that's what a race car is for. You can weld, build, cut, remake any part on that thing to make it work. And if anybody's going to fix it, it's going to be Mark. Now, if he's not going to finish the race, that's no story. But he'll get it back out there, trust me.
Adam Simon said he had numerous times to hit the 65 the night of fire, and he didn't touch him once.
Why? A couple other guys went ahead and hit him.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, one guy for a wall turn one, but
he don't have an excuse because the wall was yellow this time, not white. So he could say he thought it was the wall.
Yeah.
Adam also wants to know if any bomber has ever put it on its roof in front.
Yeah.
Somebody put it on. Let's say that's not a challenge, Adam.
Not.
I know.
Do not try to do that. But Mark Hodges' late model almost ended up on its.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the last bomber that I remember being on its lid was the number one at the bullring. And it's the one.
The 11 car now, which used to be the.
Let
number
me just
one.
Say that was Adam Simon. So.
It figures he's going to ask that. But yes, if you would like to be upside down, you can put it upside down, Adam.
It was upside down, but it was more of a tilt. I don't know if you guys remember that wreck. That actually was in my rearview mirror.
We were in Perump when it happened.
I came out of the corner, and the next thing I know, him and Michael Grevy hit the wall, and I watched Adam kind of climb it, and then just kind of boom.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, it still caused damage.
Hey, Adam, we don't practice that.
We don't like flipping.
No, it's not fun.
But there have been other divisions that have been upside down.
As a matter of fact, just this year, Robert Pearson, which is now the announcer out there, he put a mini stock.
He barrel rolled that mini stock.
Yes.
That was a hard little hit.
Yep. And that was a brand new mini stock for him just this year. And I think it was the second race it was in, he barrel rolled that thing.
And that is one thing I have seen is the mini stocks. I've probably seen the most like upside down or flipping cars in the minis than I have in any other division out there. So not to scare anybody away, but.
and congratulations to Mark Allison. First time he's been out there in a couple years.
Yeah.
Thanks to Arlie, I got to see that. Arlie 3 went Facebook Live for that. Mm-hmm. So I got to see that. And Vinny Rucci was out there too.
Yep.
Junior. Running his modified. Yeah. So.
How did he do? I didn't.
Second or third.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100% sure. Well. I know Jonathan Mitchell. I think he beat Jonathan Mitchell. I think Mitchell was third and Rucci was second. Not 100% sure.
Cool. They're like four and he didn't give Gary a nudge or get underneath him. I was like, well, I didn't want to be that guy. But I'll give him a couple more races before I do something like that.
It was a good bomber.
Remember one thing.
I seen you were there. You were definitely there.
I didn't want to be the guy to try to get into him, so that's why, obviously, I didn't.
From the rumor we heard, was there's a bounty on Gary's head. There's a $100 bounty.
I didn't know that.
To beat Gary out there. Cool. And also Jared Ward, who runs the hobby stock out there, the 28.
As a matter of fact, no, he was the only one that showed up
in hobbies
this year, this week.
That's right.
I relate that to the holiday weekend.
Right.
You know, it's a long weekend for the...
Hey, the Bombers had the best car count they've seen out there. So, since I've been racing out there, because we had fun back in the day when there was a good amount of us. Vern Hill and all of them were out there. That was a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, that was a good race. I thought it was a lot of fun. So,
unfortunately, Arlie overheated.
Yep.
I heard it was an overheating problem.
All of us overheated.
Mine was maintained until the last caution came out, and I was like, I almost thought about pulling off, and I was like, well, I'll stay out. Because there's only, what, three?
He wants me to pull the thing up anyway so he can crush it.
He just don't want that car to be the one that beats him.
You keep saying that, but from day one, I wanted to crush that car.
I know that. I'm just playing. Before it even
went out there. And I'm glad to see you're getting it.
Well, I was actually concerned bringing it out that night because it obviously is warmer out right now, and I didn't know what the temperature was going to be. And during the heat, it was up there pretty quick. But luckily in the main, like you were saying, there was a nice breeze coming. It was a warm breeze, but it was a breeze coming down.
Unfortunately, the 40 car hit the wall, so we went under red.
Yep.
And as Mike was just saying, luckily we were on the front stretch and the wind was blowing into the radiator.
Yeah.
So it was,
we were
under red and stopped on the front stretch. And the wind was blowing into the radiators. And, you know, it was a good 15-mile-an-hour wind out there. So so that helped keep the cars a little cooler for us. And Mike, I guess, shut that one off.
Yeah, I had to. Yeah, if I let that thing idle at all,
I've always had the issue if I ever shut my car off when it's already hot, it doesn't want to refire right away.
Yeah, right.
That's always been my issue. So usually when we go red flag, like I remember the one time in Vegas we went red flag for a real, I forgot what wreck it was, and it shut off. And I was in Nick Walter's car, which is now Adam Simon's car, but I was in that car and it wouldn't refire.
Oh, wow.
And if anybody wants to see a video of the race, they can go to the Rob Street Facebook page.
Oh, really?
On that.
Oh, cool.
Rob Street Photography, is that what it is?
Oh, didn't you have a GoPro on?
Yes.
Rob Street, literally, as you guys said, that I the GoPro worked pretty good on Gary's car.
Yeah.
It was a nice little video.
Yep.
Cool. Cool.
And then I'm also finding out Mark Skinner blew up his motor last Tuesday.
That sucks.
And I guess he had just sold Tim Mazring his backup motor right before the race.
Shoot.
So I think Mark Skinner is looking for sponsors because he needs a new motor now.
Hey, put it out there if you want to sponsor a bomber. It's the, what number is
65?
It?
65?
No. It's 65.
Yeah. Mark Skinner.
Yeah.
He's called into the show before. So.
Well, hopefully he gets something together. He's got a few weeks to work on it. And cause don't they race on the 25th, the bombers? I think all divisions
are
racing on the 25th. So,
August.
August 25th is what I'm talking about.
Any,
right? I'm glad you pointed that out.
Again, any bombers that want to come out and have fun still on their off 6 weeks or how long is it? 8 weeks? 6 weeks?
So it's two or three races.
Yeah, we've got two or three races.
If you want to come, it doesn't take that long. What, hour and a half to get out there pulling a trailer?
Yeah. Towing.
Yeah. And I know Mark actually wanted to. Mark was asking about the summer break. What races there are, so that sucks.
Oh, that sucks, yeah.
If he blew it up, but unfortunately, that's
racing. Is he looking for a legal motor or a...
Is he looking for a Prime motor or a Vegas motor?
Cool. Keep an eye out if you guys, anybody out there, you know, the racing community is pretty helpful, so if you...
And I hope Simon
something.
Comes out and, you know, I want to see more guys come out the front because it's not a bad track. I mean... Unfortunately, they get a bad rap because it's a dirt track. But
well, you know, and
and it's Trump, and everybody says, "Well, it's Trump."
Well, everybody's afraid of the mud and all that because what they see, the clay ovals and stuff. But I didn't even wash my car from the last time I was out there. So
either did I. What a coincidence!
And there was not a lot of dirt coming off of it, so you don't have to do a lot to it.
Shows you the track looked pretty dry slick when you guys went out.
It was
great in the heat race, but you know.
I know Ken Harrington posted on Facebook he wasn't a fan of the dry slick track, but
well see, and here's the difference like with his and probably Gary's too, with the horsepower you get with the wetter track, he was
fine. Hey, my little things aren't working. These means ain't working over here, whatever you call it.
So my car was junked during the heat race, but you know, when it was dry slick, it was better, and that was the opposite. Like the Harrington's car, with all that power, he was able to drive through the corners and really walk away with it.
Oh, we're working now, okay.
But during the main, you know, that dry slick didn't work very well with his car.
Great in the dry slick the last time out,
right.
And it broke.
I think that car is a dry slick car out there.
Which one is it?
The 81.
Oh,
the old 33.
That,
3381.
We're going to get it back out there. Just takes time.
Takes time. Got to stroke it.
Yep.
Fix the tranny so we can handle that extra horsepower.
Yep.
And
fix the
back
power steering unit. Fix the box. So. Yep.
So, anyways,
are you saying there's stroker motors in the bomber division?
No, I'm saying
besides on the 65, because obviously the 65 has something. He's not legal. He finished fourth in Vegas. And then one in Pahrump. I mean,
see, that's what I'm saying. That's what you guys are saying, that if it's first,
that
top
was,
five,
I will
it
admit,
can't be legal.
That was straight up driver.
I don't know. That's not what
really?
That's not what you were saying. So I'm
no.
I'm just saying.
Okay. When a car sits in tech and goes, blub, 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 it sounds like a super late starting that next.
What's the cam rule
good
in the bombers?
Not what
are you allowed to have. Are you allowed to have an OEM RV cam or anything like that in there? I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. So that means anything. You can have an RV cam if it's just for the OEM.
All right. I'm glad this show's almost over.
Hey, we'll talk about that next week. We have Jimmy Parker Jr. going to be in here live in studio at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. You know, it's going to be a great show. We'll get some insight into the super late models and the Jimmy Parker family and see what...
And
congratulations again to Cindy Clark, her second in a row.
And all the other winners out there this last night of fire. Yeah.
And
we'll get into all
there
of
was,
them. But
there was too much racing going on. Not too much.
And keep an eye
on
the next couple, in the next couple Crump races as the Gary downfall begins coming up. Watch out.
Look,
all
right. I can't. I'm not watching your car.
That's
not a Vegas car anymore.
Wait a minute, that's the Vegas car?
That car has been more in Trump than it ever has in Vegas.
No, I've raced it the equal amount of time. So anyways, we'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. here at OnTheRoadNow.com, and we'll see you at Jimmy Parker Jr. live in studio
next week.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.